that debt was paid in full, and you have no business reminding God of a sin that he has forgiven. That's why Romans chapter 8 will say, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are no longer condemned. Look at the book of 1 John chapter 2. Redeemed in Christ Jesus and forgiven in Christ Jesus. First John 2 and verse 12. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. Look at Colossians chapter 2. Verse 13, it says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. All. Completely. Completely forgiven. So I would say, how much? Ephesians 1 and verse 7 says he did it in accordance with the riches of his grace. That's powerful. It's not just that he did it in accordance with his grace. He did it in accordance with the riches of his grace. How much is his grace? It's unending. So how much is his forgiveness? It's unending. What if I did something so grievous in accordance with the riches of his grace? What if I can't forgive myself? You have a problem. Because sometimes we think to ourselves, I have a high standard. Your standard can be higher than God's own. So if God says you are forgiven, you better sit up to the fact that you are forgiven. And stop condemning yourself and begin to live like who he has made you to be. So let me go back again. Who are you? I'm redeemed and forgiven in Christ. Can we stand to our feet this morning? He paid by his blood, paid a ransom for us. And he paid it in full. Setting us free from the dominion of darkness, from the power of the devil, from the power of the world, from the hold